thoughts of perfection. Illness cannot exist in a body that has harmonious thoughts. Know there is only perfection. And as you observe perfection, you must summon that to you. Imperfect thoughts are the cause of all humanity's ills, including disease, poverty, and unhappiness. When we think negative thoughts, we are cutting ourselves off from our rightful heritage. Declare and intend, I think perfect thoughts. I see only perfection. I am perfection.
That's Rhonda Byrne reading from her best-selling book called The Secret. It's also a DVD. We continue to review it tonight on Issues Etc. with Gretchen Passantino. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin, and thanks for tuning us in. We'll continue with your phone calls and your email. We'll hear a few more sound bites from The Secret, and we'll get Gretchen Passantino's thoughts. We welcome your thoughts, too, your comments and your questions. You can either call us at 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727, or you can email us right here in the studio. We're coming to you live this Sunday night. It's April the 15th, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Gretchen Passantino is our guest, co-founder of Answers in Action, based in Costa Mesa, California. Gretchen, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Todd. I think this is a very important issue for us to be discussing. In some ways, it seems like a very attractive program. It gives you a way to succeed in your life and have everything you've ever wanted. In other ways, it's very, very dangerous because it's an imitation of the gospel. It's not the true secret to success and riches, the kind of success and riches that really matter. And actually, as you often point out, there is no secret to the true solution to all of life's problems. That is a very loud proclamation of the faith that we should have in Jesus Christ and what he's done for us.
Let's talk with Matt, who's waiting in Florida. Matt, thank you for waiting and welcome. Matt, welcome to Issues Etc.
Ah, there I am. Good evening, Gretchen. I've got a nice little collection of that are awesome resources from Issues Etc. where you talk about these things, particularly some of them like the Jehovah's Witnesses ones. You have to excuse me. I've kind of lost my train of thought waiting. As I listen to this, it seems to me that this is so much like the Word Faith teachings that I can probably ask this question and probably get the answer that I'm thinking that I'm going to get. I hear it centered on people, centered on us, on me specifically. And it tells me how I can get what I want. If I read this book, am I ever going to be told how I can get something for someone else using this law of attraction?
That's a very good question, Matt. Thank you. Well, let's address both of those issues. It came up a little bit last hour. The affinity that this kind of teaching has to Word of Faith or prosperity gospel teaching within the pale of Christianity.
Well, certainly there is a portion of the book, in fact, a whole chapter dedicated to gratitude. That sounds like a very a generous thing. You know, you should be thankful for what you have. Of course, the book never says, to whom should you be thankful? But this is just seen as another mechanism to achieving what you want. And as far as giving to other people or helping other people, again, you don't give because someone is in need. You don't give because there is inequality in the world and you've been blessed in order to share. Instead, you give in order to receive back. In fact, in both the DVD and in the book, Rhonda says this, when you think you don't have enough to give, start giving. As you demonstrate faith in giving, the law of attraction will give you more to give. It's also important to remember that according to The Secret, everything that happens to you is what you have created with your own thinking, feeling, and receiving or materializing or manifesting. So for people who are starving or who are destitute or who are in physical or medical need, they are that way because they've created that for themselves. If we were to arbitrarily, according to The Secret's pattern, step in and try to alleviate that, we would be interfering with that person's own creation. When I was a young child, my family lived in India. We lived in Calcutta, and today it is a very desperate country with a lot of starving people. In the 1950s, it was even more so. And when we were there, there were actually laws and principles against charity because of the law of karma and reincarnation. in the Hindu worldview, if you are suffering in this lifetime, it is because you are paying for your own sins from a previous lifetime. If you're wealthy in this lifetime, it's because you have already expiated your own sins through previous lifetimes. They don't use the word sin, but it's the same principle in karma and reincarnation. So, if I were an American living in Calcutta in the 1950s and I saw someone starving on the street and I gave to them, I would be interfering with their working out their own karmic debt. That's a horrible, horrible thing. It really teaches you not to share. And in The Secret, although it's not really Hindu-based, with the same principle that whatever you experience is what you have created for yourself, it's no wonder that there is nothing in The Secret that says that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Let's talk with Richard in Bloomington, Indiana. Richard, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Hi, Todd. Hey, The Secret, it's all about the self. And I have a question for you. Doesn't it sound an awful lot like the theology of glory that's preached in so many American evangelical churches today?
Thank you, Richard. Well, you know, Luther has this distinction he makes, Gretchen, as you well know, between what he called the true theology of the cross and a theology of glory, which in a nutshell is kind of trying to seek God or any end whatsoever apart from the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So how do you think it fits that category of a theology of the cross, especially the theology of glory that's so popular in pop American evangelicalism?
Well, I think it's very easy to pick at other people's experiences or presentations of the gospel, and we can do so, you know, quite capably with scripture and with good theology. But let's look at it a different way. Anybody can tell you how to bake a better cake, or to build a better car, or to dress more presentably, or to be more efficient at using your funds. But there is only one person who can save you from your sins and give you eternal life, and that is Jesus Christ. It is the case that there are Christians who know how to manage finances well. There are Christians who gain greater friendships and a more pleasant lifestyle when they join the church and they become friends with other Christians. There are all kinds of temporal, material benefits that people may experience when they become Christians or when they get involved in a Christian church. But that's not the best we have to offer. In fact, that's not any different from what any other basically humane system might offer. What we have to offer that is unique and that transcends all of that is that Jesus Christ has died for our sins. He rose again from the dead, seized the power of new life and transformation, and he has promised us a place in that kingdom if we surrender to him. It's by his death on the cross that we receive eternal life, transformation beginning now and being fulfilled in the fulfillment of his kingdom, so that anything that we have now, the better cake, the better finances, or the better friends, is practically nothing compared to the eternal life we will receive.
You know, Gretchen, I wouldn't want someone to say, well, The Secret's wrong because it just tells you the wrong way to get the same things. I wouldn't want a Christian to say, well, the real way toward all of those things promised in The Secret is to believe in Jesus Christ, because Christ doesn't promise us all of those things necessarily in this life. He, in fact, often promises his disciples hardship, persecution, enmity with the world, all sorts of things that would not be considered prosperity or blessing in this life.
In fact, in Romans chapter 8, Paul says that the rejoicing of his resurrection is inexorably tied into suffering. If indeed we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together with him, he says in Romans 8:17. And then he goes on and he gives us the perspective that really does matter. Regardless of whether you might have better friends or get along with your wife better if you're the member of a church, here's what it really means to be a Christian. Paul says in Romans 8:18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." That glory comes from nothing in ourselves, nothing from the impersonal universe, nothing from some sort of a magical thinking, feeling, and manifesting. It comes from the reconciliation that God has provided in Jesus Christ. That is the true eternal life and the true blessing.
Gretchen Pasentino is our guest. She's co-founder of Answers in Action, based in Costa Mesa, California. We're continuing our review of the best-selling book and DVD called The Secret. It's author Rhonda Byrne. When we come back, we'll hear some more from that book's author, and we'll hear more of what Gretchen has to say, and we do want to hear from you. We have some email to get to as well as phone calls. Our email address this Sunday night, the 15th of April, issuesetc@kfuo.org, and our call-in number, 1-800-730-2727, issuesetc@kfuo.org, or 1-800-730-2727. Theology for Mercy. What does it mean to be a Lutheran in social ministry? The church is a mercy place. Theological reflections on confessional Lutheran involvement in neighborhood renewal. These are just some of the free resources offered by LCMS World Relief. You can get your copy of these booklets and more resources by calling LCMS World Relief, 1-800-248-1930, and ask for LCMS World Relief. Or just look for the LCMS World Relief logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org. An international relief agency concerned with both body and soul, LCMS World Relief. For free resources, call 1-800-248-1930 and ask for LCMS World Relief. They'll not only send you free booklets, but also a free video called Making a World of Difference and Pastor Matt Harrison's Sharing and Caring newsletters. 1-800-248-1930, LCMS World Relief.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Issues, Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues, Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues, Etc. This allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And our new level, the patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Now, each Reformation Club member receives premiums like monthly tapes, books, and transcripts. You can join the Issues, Etc. Reformation Club by credit card, our resource line number 1-800-737-0172, or online, issuesetc.org. The Issues, Etc. Reformation Club. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Gretchen Passantino is our guest. We're reviewing the best-selling DVD and book called The Secret. This email comes from Jeff in McKinney, Texas. He writes, books like The Secret or any other New Age type writing are beneficiaries of a society containing a nearly ahistorical church. He goes on, when we take Paul's writings, for instance, and turn them into Christian behaviorism, we forget his battles with Gnosticism and Judaic legalism. If we don't know the why behind so much of Scripture's teaching, then we don't know how to respond when those same problems crop up again. One mark of all reforms in the past has been the ability to say, we've seen this before and here is how we deal with it. If Christians will learn our heritage and our history, we'll be able to respond to books like this with much greater clarity and authority. That's what Jeff writes. What do you say, Gretchen?
Well, amen to that. Jeff is very, very astute. We don't have to have The Secret recovered. You know, that's one of the earmarks of the cults or of new religious movements that are masquerading as Christianity or masquerading as the truth. They all claim to be recovering or discovering or uncovering something that has been lost, something that is secret, something that is only known to the initiate few. In fact, the term Gnosticism comes from the Greek word gnosis, which means to know, and it refers to that secret knowledge. But it is not a secret, as you say so eloquently, repeatedly on this program. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not a secret. It's something that was given to the church in Jesus Christ, preached by the apostles through the whole known world at that time, and has been held and proclaimed by the church in all the centuries since then. Yes, sometimes we've erred off the straight and narrow path. Sometimes we've had to be reformed. Sometimes we've had to adjust our perspective. Sometimes we've had to clarify our exposition. But the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that is the power of God, and that has been proclaimed throughout all of human history, even beginning with the first promise given to Eve in Genesis chapter 3. It's no secret. It is what truly transforms the world.
Here's Nate in Austin, Texas, and he listens on KLGO. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Todd. First thing I was going to let you know, the other day I was riding along with my four-year-old listening to the show on MP3, and he spent 5 minutes saying, "I want to see Jeff, I want to see Jeff."
You mean our Jeff, our beloved producer?
Yep. Your wonderful producer, Jeff.
Why does your four-year-old want to see Jeff, Nate?
I honestly do not know for sure, other than the fact that because he's been around when I've called and he's heard me say the name Jeff. But Jeff is worthy of my son's admiration.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. But the whole seeing aspect of this, Nate, I can tell you from where I'm sitting, big disappointment. Might want to keep it on that level of, you know, walking by faith and not by sight when it comes to Jeff.
Okay, well, back to the point.
Yeah, back to the point.
You know, Gretchen had mentioned the fall, and the secret isn't it just the same lie in a different apple? The fact that do this and you shall become as God.
Nate, thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and the secret seems to feed so much into what my sinful nature wants to believe, that the universe revolves around me and wants to do nothing but make me happy about being me.
Nate, thank you so much. Good observation. Gretchen, is it just, as he said, the same old lie in a different apple?
Well, yes, and he makes a very good point that false movements like this always promote giving us what we want rather than what we need. What we want is to have our every desire indulged. What we need is salvation from our desires, which are sinful, which take us away from God, the God who created us and sustains us, and that actually work against the way we were created. God created us to be fulfilled in worshiping and serving Him. That is the only way we'll be truly happy. That can only come about through Christ's death on the cross, through our justification, and then through our transformation and sanctification by submitting to God through the power of the Holy Spirit. There's no technique or formula that is human-generated that can ever achieve that kind of a thing. As early as Adam and Eve saying, "Oh, God says don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but we're going to say yes," they chose their way, and they found it led only to death. When we choose God's way by His grace and His power, then we find that it leads to life.
You know what struck me as I read the book? I've read it twice in the last week and then had to painfully listen to the better part of it in order to do the pre-production for this program is how little veneer or how little pretense there is in the secret. On virtually every page, you could practically quote it and put it into the mouth of the serpent's temptation of Adam and Eve. It is that blatant, that completely transparent, it seems.
It is. It makes no pretense of being God-centered or self-sacrificing or dealing with recognizing and then accounting for and paying for sin. In fact, sin is not even in the book at all. It's all what you feel, what you experience, what you want, your own desires. And just going back just for a moment to the beginning part of Nate's phone call, I think what you ought to do is you ought to put a picture of Jeff and his lovely family in the Issues Etc. newsletter, and then I could put it up on the side of my refrigerator where I have the pictures of other people that I pray for every day.
Well, let me tell you
and
this.
I have a little sign on the side of the refrigerator that says KFUL.
Oh,
I pray for you guys every day. But, you know, as long as we're talking about it, let's go for a picture of you and your family too, Todd.
Okay, well, now let me say of both Jeff's family and my family, Jeff and I only bring the actual visual impact of our families down. I was going through some vacation pictures, and I noticed everyone where I appear, it's just not as good a picture as where the wife and the kids are there. They're all lovely people, and I say the same thing about Jeff's wife and his kids, perfectly lovely. We only ruin the picture.
Well, print pictures of both of you and your families, and let those of us who love and appreciate your ministry remember to pray for you.
All right. Well, that's a good idea. I appreciate your prayers, too. This is Susan from Tupelo, Mississippi, and she writes this. Part of the terminology of the secret sounds like things I've heard from Scientology and Dr. Wayne Dreyer, The Power of Intention. I don't buy that the author of The Secret really believes in this as anything powerful or even helpful, but simply as a product whose time has come. So which is worse? This is what she asks. To teach a false faith or belief one actually believes in, or to simply dream up one in order to sell it. You've got less than a minute before our break.
Well, she is a reality TV show producer from Australia, and she's done programs like Loves Me, Loves Me Not, and Who Will You Marry, and other kinds of reality game show programming. So we might be a little hesitant about believing in the sincerity of her approach, but I really can't judge her heart. What I can say is whether she believes it or not, people who watch the DVD or who read the book, they believe it, and they're buying into a lie. We need to tell them the truth, which is in Jesus.
Gretchen Pasentino is our guest. We're reviewing the best-selling book and DVD called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And she's right. Whether Rhonda believes it or not is really immaterial. There are many out there who are buying the book and the DVD and are believing it. There are those who are showing remarkable signs of success. I think of Oprah Winfrey, who said recently on her program that when she read The Secret, she realized that this was the law of attraction that she had been living by her whole life, that this is why she, Oprah, is who she is, wealthy, powerful, and quite generous. Now, you're sitting there in the afternoon watching Oprah Winfrey when she has the author or the contributors to The Secret on her program, and she says, this is what made me what I am today. This is the way I live my life. There are a lot of people who say, well, I'd like to be just one-tenth of what Oprah Winfrey is, rich, powerful, famous, generous, whatever it may be, successful. Maybe there's something to this. And that's where it begins. Many do believe, many do give it a try. And the problem is, even if you're just dabbling in something like The Secret, you are messing with fire. Jesus says quite clearly, there is a way that seems right to a man, this is from Proverbs, and that way leads unto death. Or as Jesus does say, the road to destruction is broad, and many walk upon it. The road to eternal life is narrow, and few pass that way. Because he's talking about himself. He is that narrow way of eternal life, the only way, the only truth, the only life there is for us sinners in this world. When we come back, we'll continue our review of The Secret. There's no shortage of marriage books on the Christian bookshelves. The problem is, many of them provide nothing more than moral principles for improving your marriage. In this way, these Christian books on marriage are little better than the secular books on marriage. Marriage is Like Dancing is the Issues Etc. book of the month for April. And this marriage book is different. This marriage book is Christ-centered, cross-focused. You can find Marriage is Like Dancing at either of Concordia Publishing House's two locations in the St. Louis area, 3558 South Jefferson in the city, or on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton. The book is called Marriage is Like Dancing. It's our Issues Etc. book of the month for April. Those two addresses, 3558 South Jefferson in the city, or on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton. Look for the Issues Etc. book of the month for April. Marriage is Like Dancing.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Todd Wilkin here again, talking with Pastor Matt Harrison, Executive Director of LCMS World Relief, about the world's AIDS crisis. Matt, talk about how the AIDS crisis especially affects children.
Nearly 20% of AIDS deaths are children who, through absolutely no ethical or moral fault of their own, have this curse upon them. And these are children where it's very easy to look upon them in pictures and say, well, they are those children. But then you meet them, each one of them, and you hear each one's name, and you talk to them about where they go to church and what they dream about and what they would like to have in their little lives. Something as simple as a chair, let alone a toy, or a bed, or somebody who loves them, and you can't but respond.
How is LCMS World Relief and the many who support it, how are they responding to this crisis?
Traditionally, we've done most of the response by way of education. That is, we've provided resources to our partners, many in Africa, but also AIDS in Thailand becomes is becoming an extreme challenge, and also in Russia, providing dollars so that pastors, church workers, health workers can be trained on AIDS. So education is very important, and we believe education is really key within a strong Lutheran context of law and gospel, and one that has a proper understanding of sexuality as God's gift, and the blessings that that God gives us there, and the blessings of faithfulness and monogamy. So that has been important. We have, in the last several years, been very active with several orphanages in Kenya, and that has been just a wonderful joy. We just finished building a brand-new orphanage that houses about 60 children. It's amazing. For about $30,000, we were able to build a complete orphanage. We just added to the Matango Orphanage in western Kenya an entire medical clinic for really very little money comparatively. And we're increasingly going in this direction, providing resources for congregations in Africa so they can deal with their own HIV/AIDS orphans.
LCMS World Relief offers Christ-centered, cross-focused help to victims of the world's AIDS crisis. For more information about LCMS World Relief, find them at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or call them toll-free 1-888-930-4438. LCMS World Relief, concerned for both body and soul. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Gretchen Pasentino is our guest. We continue our review of The Secret, the best-selling book and DVD. Let's go to Denver, where Loretta is listening on KRKS. Hi, Loretta.
Hi. Hi, Todd and Gretchen. I was wondering if you could comment on two thoughts that I have. The first thought is that The Secret goes hand-in-hand with word of faith kind of Christianity, or name it and claim it, where we deserve everything and there's so much abundance in the universe and all we just have to do is allow God to bless us. You know, it just goes hand in hand with that. What do you think about that?
All right, Loretta, hang on the line if you would there. Gretchen, let's deal with that. You've called it, several times you've called it choose your own adventure, pick your own adventure religion, something like that.
Oh, yeah, obviously, Todd, you didn't have kids in the 1980s who read the little mystery books that you'd get to a certain point in the book, and then you got to choose what would happen next. And if you chose one thing, you go to page 34. If you choose another thing, you go to page 40, and you're able to.
Yeah, my mom was reading those books to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of a choose your own adventure religion, or somebody else has called it a DIY program, do it yourself. It's kind of like an urban legend money machine. You know, it was spread primarily by the Internet to begin with, and it's not true, but everybody would like to believe it, so they do. It's sort of like a money machine. But, yes, it is related to the same kind of attraction that the Word Faith movement has among some Christians. You know, we are sinners. We really would like to think that it is all about us, that we're the center of the universe, that we deserve all good things and we deserve no bad things. That's why this is so attractive, whether it's presented as a quasi-Christian program, like in the Word Faith movement, or it's presented as a pan-religious program, as it is in The Secret. We're attracted to it not because it's true, but because we're sinners.
Loretta, you had another question?
Right, and if I could just tag one more thing onto that, and that is, when the Bible discusses abundance and blessings, it doesn't talk about riches, you know, and yet we want to attach that, you know, to it immediately. So I just think that, you know, especially in the Old Testament, they would have been mortified if they thought that someday that's what we would have thought that they meant by abundance, you know.
That's a good point, Loretta. Think about it this way. Would you have more admiration and respect for a man who gave away everything that he had to help children who were born of AIDS, HIV, parents who had died and who were orphans? Or would you have more respect and admiration for a man who made
$5 billion and lived in a $5 million house.
Right.
The one person has practiced the secret. The other person has given away, as Christ said.
And Loretta, you had a question regarding an occult connection?
Yes, thank you. I've noted on my studies of the occult, just from the Christian perspective, that basically that is what the occult is telling us, is there are hidden things, and all we have to do, again, is harness them. And it's not necessarily worshiping a devil all the time. You know, like in the Satanic Bible, I don't think they talk about worshiping Satan, but they do talk about, you know, the hidden things and the blessings that we can get from this world and whatnot. I don't know if they used the word blessing, but, you know, the gain that we can make. And basically that's what the secret is saying.
All right, Loretta, thank you very much. And thanks for listening in Denver, one of our newer listeners there at KRKS. All right, Gretchen, this you're not going to open up the secret, and it's not going to say written by the devil or I am Satan, worship me, the prince of darkness kind of stuff.
No, as a matter of fact, many people think that Satanists believe that the devil exists and they worship him and that they believe God exists. But for most Satanists, they don't believe the devil exists and they don't believe God exists. But they are self-absorbed, self-centered, and they are into self-indulgence and self-aggrandizement. They call themselves Satanists because they see Christianity as the exact opposite of that. It is self-sacrificing. It is God-centered. It is about reconciliation with God, not about indulging our desires. And so they claim that name to show that they are distinct from Christianity, not necessarily because they believe in an actual devil or even an actual God. But that self-absorption is the same thing you see running through any false system. In one sense, you could say that Anton Sandor LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan and the author of the Satanic Bible, was a little bit more honest and upfront than The Secret. He said, no, this is not Christianity. It's diametrically opposed to Christianity. Yet The Secret says Jesus himself was a millionaire, and this is the principle that's taught in the Bible.
J.D. is listening on KQCV in Oklahoma. Hi, J.D. Thanks for waiting.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, J.D.
Hi. I just wanted to say the woman, the author of The Secret, her saying that Jesus and Abraham and Moses and all of them were millionaires is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And her saying that millionaires today couldn't even conceive of their riches. I don't know. I just became enraged and almost wanted to punch my radio. But, I mean, honestly, how can she say that it's stuff about them from the Bible but totally disregard the rest of the Bible and everything else Jesus ever said? Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
That's a good question, J.D. Thank you very much. Gretchen?
J.D., part of it is that she is not herself an expert on anything but herself. Actually, she says that she was at a miserable point in her life and despaired of everything as late as the end of 2005. That she's kind of a Johnny-come-lately, and she says that she's researched back 3,500 years to find this secret and to build this all together. But she's not a good researcher. She's not a good expert. In fact, all of the people that she interviews and quotes as supporters in The Secret are people who are known as motivational speakers or life consultants, one of them called himself a wealth specialist. What in the heck is a wealth specialist? There's a feng shui master is one of the people interviewed in it. Somebody who's a personal transformation specialist. And Neil David Walsh is one of the people she interviews extensively. He claims to be able to talk to dead people. And he's been exposed as a fraud by some, you know, anti-supernaturalists. But even if he were not fraudulent, he certainly isn't Christian. She doesn't really know what she's talking about. She's never read the Bible. She doesn't understand theology. She doesn't understand doctrine. She doesn't understand the Bible. She lifted that quote from somebody else who also didn't know. So what we have is a bunch of people who are experts at making money, telling you how to make money, telling you they're right.
I was looking at the bio of one of them, Mike Dooley. This is at the back of the book. It says, Mike is not a career teacher or speaker. Instead, he's a life adventurer. He has successfully navigated both the corporate and entrepreneurial arenas. I don't know what that means. And after living and working around the world of Price Waterhouse, he founded his totally unique thoughts organization. I don't know what it means to live and work around the world of Price Waterhouse. I guess if he'd worked for them, they might just say that. And that kind of thing is through the expert testimony of this book, that these are people who have kind of been around success and made careers out of being around success.
Well, one of the people that she interviews extensively, Michael Bernard Beckwith, describes himself as a non-aligned trans-religious progressive, whatever that is. and I don't mean to make fun of these people. We certainly have an opportunity in this country to be able to make a living at whatever we're able to entice people to buy. But if you want to know about reality, if you want to know about God, if you want to know about eternal life, go to the expert, go to the master, go to Jesus Christ. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Go to the expert to find out about eternal life, eternal happiness, reconciliation with God, and our eternal destiny. Don't go to wealth specialists or non-aligned trans-religious progressives or transformation specialists.
One question before I go back to the email real quick. I couldn't find anything in this book that was of a genuinely transcendent nature. That is, this is a book that seems to be about this life and this life only. No grand promises about what the secret can do for you beyond this mortal coil.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the clips that you played earlier talked about how you create your own reality. The only thing that's real is you and what you are experiencing. Rhonda Byrne says here, the earth turns in its orbit for you. The oceans ebb and flow for you. The birds sing for you. The sun rises and it sets for you. The stars come out for you. Every beautiful thing you see, every wondrous thing you experience is all there for you. Take a look around. None of it can exist without you. No matter who you thought you were, now you know the truth of who you really are. You are the master of the universe. You are the heir to the kingdom. You are the perfection of life. And now you know the secret.
So you shouldn't die.
Well, certainly if I am the whole show, what happened before I was born? What will happen the day after I die? Does it all cease to exist? If this life is all there is, Paul says, well, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we not die. This life is but a breath. It's but a mist on the ground. It's nothing compared to the eternity of life with God. You know, Rhonda Byrne or other people in things like this may be able to offer you a slightly better way to have an attitude or to look at your money or to relate to other people, but they cannot promise you or deliver to you eternal life. Jesus Christ does that, and he alone.
Gretchen Pasentino is our guest, co-founder of Answers in Action, based in Costa Mesa, California. And we're reviewing the best-selling book and DVD called The Secret tonight. Now, you can check out Gretchen's website by going first to our website, issuesetc.org. Click links there on the left-hand side of the homepage, and you'll find a direct link to Gretchen Pasentino and Answers in Action. Our website address again, issuesetc.org. When we come back, we have 10 more minutes with Gretchen reviewing this book called The Secret. And hopefully, we'll be able to get to some more of your email as well. And then we're going to hear that final quote from the book and get Gretchen's response. Stay tuned. Dr. Arthur Just on what a young man will find every summer at Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
It really does put him in touch with, first of all, a community of people here who love the Scriptures, who worship together, who pray together, and who enjoy, have fun, you know, doing theology. There's just a wonderful excitement and passion for the gospel that is expressed by them. But it is a way of a young man to shape his identity as one who is in Christ and to learn the Scriptures and have a real passion for the gospel.
For more information about Christ Academy, June 17th through the 30th at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, go to our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Theological Seminary, 1-800-481-2155. 1-800-481-2155.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
noted author and Christian apologist Craig Hawkins on why you should support Issues Etc.
It's my pleasure to recommend to you Issues Etc. It's one of the few programs discussing crucial concerns for Christians. It's done in a dynamic format, again, discussing crucial issues, and in an insightful manner. The program is very much needed. In my opinion, it's one of the most important broadcasts on the air, and it's one of my favorites. So if you want to grow in your faith, know what you believe and why, then this program is for you. I want to encourage you to listen, and I want to encourage you to support the broadcast, both prayerfully and financially.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a tax-deductible gift this week. Our address is Post Office Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Or you can make a credit card donation by calling our resource line. That number is 1-800-737-0172.
Well, if you keep your eye on our website this week, a little bit later in the week, we're going to be posting some resources on The Secret for you to use, including one written by our guest, Gretchen Passantino. You'll find those resources under the What's New section of our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a couple days. They'll be up there, issuesetc.org. This is an email from Milwaukee. Paul, who listens on WRRD, writes, "In the guest's opinion, does The Secret have much of a future in this sinful world? Should the Watchmen of Zion, as Issues Etc. and its followers, pay long-term attention to it? Can we anticipate The Secret seminars, lecture tours, undergraduate courses, and even The Secret clubs and temples? The Secret's ideas seem simple and not original. Will Gretchen and I be able to buy the book on DVD on Amazon in 3 years for 50 cents plus shipping? Where do you think it's going, Gretchen?"
I really don't know. You know, I've been in this business of analyzing challenges to the Christian faith for almost 35 years. And sometimes I make a good guess. Sometimes I'm way off base. I do know that the kind of false faith promoted in The Secret crops up over and over and over again. It's as old as the Garden of Eden, and it will crop up over and over again in the future. When people fall for this kind of thing, we need to be there with the true gospel. You know, with God's help and God's grace, we'll continue to do that. And I think that, you know, there are times when something new that's not new comes up again, and like it was with The Secret, when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, I don't want to go through that again. In fact, when your producer Jeff asked me if I had anything on it, I said, no, not yet. I'm hoping somebody else will do a really good job first so I don't have to. And then you guys twisted my arm, and here we are. But that's my flesh speaking. In my heart, I know that when people fall for something that's false, we as Christians, we've been given the truth not to clutch to our hearts, but to share with other people. So, Lord willing, Issues Etc. and Answers in Action, and those who come after us will continue to present the truth of the gospel in the face of this error and many others that come after it.
Well, if it's any consolation, Gretchen, my reaction was exactly the same when this thing started popping up in the press and started selling like it did. My initial reaction was, I'm going to have to read it, and I don't want to have to read another one of these things. But that's not what it's about. It's not about whether I want to read it or not. It's about whether someone else is reading it and needs a response.
It may be old for you or me, but for the person who's hearing it for the first time and falling for it, it's new. And it's because we are Christians and we have the compassion that God has allowed us to have for other people, the compassion that He shows us, where He doesn't say, oh, no, another sinner, I'm getting tired of this. He says, oh, this is wonderful. I'm so glad you've turned to me. Here's the eternal life I've had just ready for you. He treats each one of us as individuals He loves and sent His Son to die for. We can't do less with others who have questions and problems.
Gretchen, you quoted Rhonda Byrne in part before the break, last paragraph of her book, which I think is so telling the way she wraps it all up and concludes everything. Let's hear the entire quote from Rhonda Byrne herself from her best-selling book, The Secret.
"The earth turns on its orbit for you. The oceans ebb and flow for you. The birds sing for you. The sun rises and it sets for you. The stars come out for you. Every beautiful thing you see, every wondrous thing you experience, is all there for you. Take a look around. None of it can exist without you. No matter who you thought you were, now you know the truth of who you really are. You are the master of the universe. You are the heir to the kingdom. You are the perfection of life. And now you know the secret.
Gretchen, what do you say to that?
Well, there is only one who is the way, the truth, and the life, and that's Jesus Christ. Peter and John proclaimed back just a few days after Jesus' resurrection and ascension that there is no other name given under heaven whereby one might be saved, and that is the name of Jesus. I am not the center of the universe. I am not what it's all about. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about his plan of redemption. It's all about our reconciliation to God through his death on the cross for us. It may feel good for a moment to think that it's all about us, but I am so thankful and so glad it's not all about us. It's all about him. I don't have the power to save myself or anybody else. I don't have the power even to desire to turn to God. But thankfully, God didn't leave it in my hands. Thankfully, God sent his son to die for us. It's by him we're saved, not by ourselves.
If everyone in the world took Rhonda Byrne seriously and practiced the teachings in The Secret, what would the world be like?
It would be a world of self-centered, self-satisfied, self-indulgent people who would trample on anybody and everybody in their path to get what they want. It would be a world filled with sin, filled with disease and death. As a matter of fact, isn't that the world we have? And that's the world that God came to redeem and to set us free from. The transformation is coming. The kingdom is coming. Jesus has promised it and demonstrated it in his death, burial, and resurrection. But it's coming through God's intervention and God's transforming of the sinful into his kingdom. It doesn't come through The Secret or any other human-devised system.
Okay, so when someone walks up to one of our listeners with The Secret in hand and says, look, I've read this great new book called The Secret, how do we respond and how do we turn them from this false faith in self toward genuine faith in the only one who can save, Jesus Christ?
I think I would say, maybe it's been a secret for Rhonda Byrne, and maybe it's something that she has just discovered. But, you know, the real answer to life is no secret at all. I've got the book that's got the answer. Would you like to explore this book, the Bible, and see the answer there? The answer is not in an impersonal universe working by inexorable laws of materialization or manifestation. The answer is in a person. That person is Jesus. He loved you, died for you, and rose again from the dead. You can have life in Jesus.
1-800-737-0172 is the phone number for our resource line. You can use that number to request a free complimentary copy of our Next Issues Etc. journal. You can also use that number to make a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. 1-800-737-0172. And as a way of saying thanks, we'll send you a two-hour CD on the Passion and Resurrection of Christ. You can also donate by check. Our address, Issues Etc., Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Remember, no gift is too small. Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Gretchen Passantino is a regular here on the program and co-founder of Answers in Action based in Costa Mesa, California. Gretchen, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for spending this time with us.
Well, thank you. It is a blessing to me, too. And, you know, those who are listening to Issues Etc., this is a resource that you can use, not only listening yourself, but you can tell other people to listen to. You will always get the core of the gospel, truth from God's word, accurate and sound theology and doctrine with Issues Etc. If you're not a supporter of Issues Etc. now, you need to be.
Gretchen, thank you. Well, this isn't the first time we've heard this, and it isn't going to be the last time. What we've discovered is that someone moderately intelligent, relatively capable of stringing words together, who can gather a bevy of experts, produce a DVD and print a book, can make a lot of money doing it, selling just about any idea. In this case, the idea is remarkably transparent. If you ever do read The Secret, one thing you will hear echoed in again and again and again is what we so often hear from ourselves, from the world around us, from our sinful flesh, which our first parents heard from Satan himself in that temptation. You can be like God. Now, in the case of The Secret, they just simply take God out of the equation and replace him with the universe that's really just responding to you. Did you hear what Rhonda Byrne said? She said, all of this world exists for you, and none of it would exist without you. Which is contrary to what Scripture teaches, that all of this world exists for Jesus Christ, and none of it would exist without him. He's really the one who is the master of the universe. He's really the one who, by the creative force of his own word, his own ideas, his own thoughts, made everything that is. There is nothing that is that was not created by him. The Secret simply pushes Jesus out of the world and replaces Jesus with you. Now, consider this for a moment. The one who truly is master of the universe, the one around whom all the planets do genuinely orbit, the one for whom the birds do sing, the one for whom the sun does rise and the stars do shine, Jesus himself, did not simply sit there and enjoy all of this, being master of the universe, but for us and for our salvation, as we confess, came down from heaven and was born human being of the Virgin Mary and bore our sins, our rebellion against him, our hatred of him in his body on the cross for us. And he did all that for you, really, for you and for me. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen each week to Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues, Etc., please visit the audio archive section at kfuo.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Worldwide KFUO. Issues, Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.